You are inside the cave this morning. Pat Hayes along with Jeff Bowman. And it's time now for the Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week this week. And from Clinton High School, we have Kaylee Ramos in the studio.
Kylie.
Kylie Ramos. Welcome, Kylie, to Inside the Cave. And you had a pretty good week last week. Shot an 83 at the Lenawee County Championships, and that must have made you feel pretty good.
Yes, yes.
I'm not getting anything out of her microphone there.
Which one you got?
I got them both. Let's try this again.
Go ahead and say hi. I'm Kylie.
Okay, we've got something now.
There we go.
Perfect. So tell us about it. Tell us about that 83.
Yeah, definitely did not expect it, but was super happy with the outcome. Putter was hot that day, and everything was going good.
So one of the things, you know, you got your dad as your coach, and you got sister on the team this year too. So yeah. That's got to be kind of nice. Is Pat, you're gonna break things.
Can't get an awful lot out of that.
It's still. Well, we can try the other one.
Let's try the other one.
Let's try that one.
Any better? Go ahead. So again, you got your dad as your coach. You got sister on the team this year. So that's got to be kind of fun. Anything better?
Try it again. Hello.
Hello.
I think that might be a little better.
All right. Well, good. But yeah, so that's got to be, a difference this year. Kind of having a little fun with that, being able to have your sister or dad, or does that make it worse?
I had her last year too.
Okay, that's right.
Yep. But yeah, definitely have some fights, but it's okay. Yeah.
Well, again, a big year for you guys, and. It seemed like even regionals this week, you know, all of your league meets, it was, you know, LCS, Columbia Central, you guys, and that's how it finished off at the regional as well. Is that, you know, knowing that those two are kind of a little bit above you, were you guys really fighting to make sure you got into that third spot?
We were. We had Grass Lake and Hanover Horton to worry about. Because Grass Lake and Hanover Horton did shoot what we kind of shot around. So we were kind of worried about them, but we knew we could get that spot.
So where's the state meet at?
It's in Grand Valley at the Meadows.
Okay. All right. Nice. Now, I know this year you guys had a great time. You went up to Midland.
Oh, yeah.
Talk a little bit about that course where they have the LPGA tournament up there. And was it pretty tough?
Tougher, but it was a really cool experience being there, knowing that like all your like idols play there.
Right, yeah, and not too much before that, and so what you probably didn't want to do is play the week prior because then it would be really set up for them, and it made it tough. But what's the name? That was what course was that? What was the name of that again?
It was Midland.
Midland, okay,
yeah,
Midland Country Club. But yeah, beautiful. I love watching that on. On TV, it's just a gorgeous course, so I can imagine playing. So,
well, this is only the second year for Clinton Girls Golf. It's kind of amazing that the second year here you go to the playoffs, the state championships. That's got to make you feel really good.
Yeah, it was a lot of work because half these girls haven't even played golf before, so it was. Really good for us to get to where we are now.
So is that, you played with the boys the first couple, right? Freshman year?
With the boys.
And then started enough girls to have.
Yep.
So that is, how did you really have to recruit the hallways then to say, look, you know, we really want to get some girls that maybe were athletic enough that they could at least pick the game up?
No, yeah, we were scrounging for girls our first year, but we ended up having four girls, just enough to make a team. So, and then we had three new girls come out this year, which really helped us too.
So tell us about your game. How long have you been playing golf?
I've only started playing my freshman year, like started getting really into it my freshman year. And then ever since then, I've just fell in love with the game.
So you must play a lot of golf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My summer schedule is pretty, like, 15 to 12 tournaments over the summer.
Wow, that's great. Mm-hmm. And as far as playing golf with all of these other teams that you go up against, I'm sure you probably make friends along the way with some of those competing players.
Yep. LCS is really close to us as a team and individuals. I have a couple friends from Columbia Central, and I've only really played last year was with this year I only played with a girl from LCS, Morgan Bell, which is a really good golfer, and Columbia Central's Logan Bentley, which is those are my two best friends from golf.
So what is the best part of your game and maybe an area that you have to work on?
Definitely my long game is pretty much the best part of my game, and then my short game really needs some
like everybody
up.
Else.
Yeah.
So how far do you hit the long ball?
230 to 250.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, that's great.
Yep.
Very good.
But, you know, the great thing you're just saying, though, is that, you know, in the county tournament, one thing that was your putter was hot. So you got to, you know, those, at least if you're having one bad part, if you can have another one that picks up, that definitely helps because you don't want to leave putts out there.
Yeah. No, yeah.
But, again, this is as a team, and how was it to watch the improvement of the girls that have really never played before from beginning some of the first matches? I'd read some of your stuff that your dad would put out as the coach, and, you know, this is their first meet, you know, and first time out on the golf course. And, you know, from there until where you're at now at the end of this season, is there some vast improvements?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing to see these girls grow into the game of golf because we want to start growing the game here at Clinton because it is only our second year, so we do want more girls to come out and see how much better the other girls gotten over these years. Could really show the other girls that they could do it too.
So what would you consider your favorite golf course that you played this year?
I would say Midland. That was my favorite course.
A challenge then for you?
Yeah, yep, definitely.
And where's your home course?
Rustic Glen.
Rustic Glen,
yep.
Okay. I ride by it all the time, but I've never played there. But it seems
amazing.
Like a nice course.
Yes, it's really amazing. The hospitality there is so good.
And so as far as your future is concerned in golf, any ideas about maybe going to the next level when you graduate?
I have. I've looked at a couple different schools, but I'm still on the look for some good schools.
Well, with an 83, I mean, there's got to be some schools looking at you to come play with them.
I hope.
Yeah.
Take a break?
Yeah. Well, we don't have a commercial, but we want to remind you. Somebody erased it. But our Athlete of the Week is being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District. And our in-studio guest today, of course, is Kaylee Ramos.
Kylie.
Kylie, why do I?
Because you can't read your own writing, Pat.
I spelled it wrong. That's what I did.
What is, you know, how is it though? And we joked in the beginning with your sister and your dad out there, but as the coach, is that a little bit of a struggle sometimes? Though I know it's a little bit different with golf, maybe compared to some other sports where, you know, you get the quarterback and the you know, that type of thing where golf's a little more laid back as far as working together. But are there times when you want to be like, just be dad? You know, I mean, because I know that's a tough thing sometimes. I've talked to a lot of coaches throughout my years that have had kids, and sometimes it's tough to maybe draw that line sometimes between being a parent and being a coach.
Yeah. Definitely when he comes up to me at meets, he's always, like, on me, and I'm like, just go away for a sec. And, yeah, it's really fun having him as a coach. It's really, like, I look up to him so much, and it is the best part of my day is seeing him at practice.
That's awesome. Because that is a thing, you know, like you said, get away from me. But at the same time, you appreciate the fact that you're getting to do something that a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
You get to hang out with your dad every day in golf, so that's kind of cool.
So how many players are on your team?
We have six.
Okay.
Seven came out a little bit later in the season.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But you have to have four to count a score?
Yep.
Now, we were talking to a golfer just the other day on Inside the Cave that they have a new system where you can use your phone to keep track of your score, even though you do have a regular card that you write the scores down. But your coaches can see each hole as you go around the course.
Yep, it's just a live scoring app that we have now. It's really amazing.
So does that help you, or does that, you know, kind of distract you a little bit?
It's kind of the same as a scorecard, but you can see your scores, which I don't really like, but it's okay.
Can you see your opponent's scores then, so you kind of know where you're at?
Yep.
Well, that's interesting, because a lot of times in the past, you're just writing it down. Yeah. You don't know somebody that's three holes ahead of you where they're sitting at.
Yeah, that's the other good part about that.
You know, if you need to chase somebody or you know that somebody's coming up against you, that's kind of neat.
Well, you know, one thing about golf is it's not only a physical game, it's a mental game also. Can you explain the balance that you have to take between the physical and the mental?
Oh, yeah. Being mentally tough on the course is really, really hard. But if you want to go out and shoot what you want, you do have to be mentally tough on the course. So, yeah.
You got to have a short memory, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, put that one shot behind you.
Mm-hmm. Can't do anything about it now.
Yeah.
So are you constantly looking at that next hole, what you're going to do, or is it, you know, like one hole at a time? Let's just do this.
Yep. I just focus at one hole at a time, trying to just get through it and buckle in and know what you have to do.
Now, what about your dad, the coach? Does he actively watch what your team is doing and maybe give some instruction or some advice?
Yeah, he does all the time. If he knows we're struggling something at a meet the next day, we're going to work on that at practice, which is really helpful because a lot of us are in different like categories and what we need to work on. Mm-hmm. So each of us have something we need to work on at practice, and that's what we get done.
That's great. Has got to be something, as you say, with some brand-new golfers. Mm-hmm. And then from you, it has a little more experience. Mm-hmm. You know, that next day at practice, there's a lot of difference of probably how to work on things.
Yep.
Well, congratulations, Kylie, for being our LISD Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. And again, congratulations. Good luck at the States, and hope you come home with some hardware.
Yes, thank you.
All right, that's our guest.